Chapter 57, Abbé des Fontaines, 11:40 a.m. De Roquefort stared at the chaplain. The priest had been waiting for him when he returned to the abbey from Givors.
"You will not ever question me," he made clear.
"It's my job to be your conscience. Chaplains have served masters in this way since the beginning."
He retreated a bit.
"You'll not challenge me before the brothers."
"I was not challenging you. Merely noting that the deaths of two men weigh heavily on all of our minds. Whether you realize it or not, that those men died has shaken your authority. There is talk already, and you've only been master a few days."
"I'm searching for our great device, and I'm close to locating it."
"But at the price of two dead."
"So be it," he said, his voice rising. "In the first 2 centuries of our existence, 20,000 brothers gave their lives."
"Human life has much greater value now than then."
"No, the value is the same. What's changed is our lack of dedication."
"This is not a war. There are no infidels holding the Holy Land. We're talking about finding something that most likely doesn't exist."
"You speak blasphemy."
"I speak the truth. You think finding a great device would change everything? It would change nothing. You must still garner the respect of all who serve you."
"Doing what I promised will generate that respect."
"Have you thought this quest through? The issues here are far greater than they were in the beginning. The world is no longer illiterate and ignorant, and unfortunately for you, there exists not one mention of Jesus Christ in any secular Greek, Roman, or Jewish historical account. Just the New Testament. That's the whole sum of his existence. And why? You know the answer. If Jesus lived at all, he preached his message in the obscurity of Judea. No one paid him any mind. Jesus came and went. He was inconsequential. Yet he now commands the attention of billions. And he is, in every sense, their Messiah, the risen Lord. And nothing you find will change that."
"What if his bones are there?"
"How would you know they were his bones?"
"How did those 9 original knights know? Kings and queens bowed to their will. How else can that be explained except through what they knew?"
"And you think they shared that knowledge? What did they do? Show the bones of Christ to each king, each monetary donor, each one of the faithful?"
"I have no idea. But it proved effective. Men flocked to the order. Why can't that be again?"
"It can, only not in the manner you think."
"It galls me. For all we did for the church, 20,000 brothers, 6 masters, all died defending Jesus Christ, yet there is not one Templar saint. I want to right that injustice."
"How is that possible? What is will not change."
He thought again of the note. The answer has been found. And the note resting in his pocket. "I will call before the sun sets with information." The chaplain was still talking, murmuring more about the quest for nothing. Royce Claridon was still in the archive searching, but only one thought raced through his mind. Why won't the phone ring?